I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, May 31. Coming up, Jamaica to bid for more international sporting events. Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference launched in Canada, and NHF adds new drug for asthma. The news in detail after the break.
Looking to enhance your professional skills and competences with training of the highest quality? Then apply today to the Justice Training Institute, JTI. JTI offers certificate courses in computer applications, CSEC math and English, financial crimes investigation, courtroom protocols and procedures, diplomas in paralegal studies, court reporting, and more. For more information, call 928-4624, visit us at Fort Camp Road, or go to the website jti.edu.jm. The Justice Training Institute, training for improved performance.
Now the news. The government is to take steps to increase the number of major international sporting and cultural activities hosted by Jamaica. Sports Minister Olivia Grange says this move is part of efforts to convert the popularity of Jamaica's prowess in track and field and other sports into tangible economic benefits for the country. Ms. Grange says a committee is to be formed to assess Jamaica's capacity to bid for and host suitable international events.
I will in short order be naming an international bidding committee under the chairmanship of none other than the Honorable Mike Fennell, the outgoing, long-serving president of the Jamaica Olympic Association and world-renowned sport administrator, to aggressively target these events.
Minister Grange was making her contribution to the 2017-18 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. She says this initiative will be underpinned by the Jamaica 55 Legacy Program, which will be the most comprehensive infrastructure development in the sports and 25 cultural industries since independence. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says the Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference is poised to be results-oriented. The conference, set for July 23 to 26 at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, will be held under the theme Partnering for Growth. Minister Johnson-Smith says the event is designed to strengthen established areas of cooperation and expand into new and innovative avenues for partnership in areas of common interest to Jamaica and its diaspora.
It is my intention to ensure that we build on the achievements of past years, and that coming out of this conference, we can create even more effective mechanisms for specific, measurable, and actionable outcomes aligned to people's priorities as enunciated by the government and diaspora interests. And these, of course, coalesce around ultimately the development of Jamaica land we love.
Senator Johnson-Smith was addressing the launch of the Diaspora Conference in Canada on Tuesday. She has lauded members of the Jamaican diaspora in Canada for their invaluable contribution to the health and education sectors, noting that it has touched the lives of many, especially the underserved population in Jamaica. Jamaica's human trafficking prevention efforts are to be bolstered with the provision of a trafficking in persons TIP mobile unit for the anti-TIP intellectual property vice squad of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. The bus is expected to provide a temporary, safe, secure, and suitable unit to transport human trafficking victims from locations where they are being abused to victim shelters. The Ministry of Justice says the vehicle will also boost the investigative capacity of the police as the officers seek to protect victims and bring perpetrators to justice. A handing over ceremony of the mobile unit will take place on Thursday, June 1, at the Ministry of Justice on Constant Spring Road, St. Andrew. And National Health Fund NHF card holders are to benefit from the addition of a new prescription drug for the treatment of asthma. Relvar Ellipta inhalation powder with the active ingredients velanterol and fluticasone furoate was recently added to the Vital Essential and Necessary Drugs VEN list. With the addition, the NHF is offering a subsidy of $2,311.50 to $2,293.20 for the inhaler. These prescription items are available for children over 12 years, giving them a benefit of double the subsidy on these drugs, covering up to 95% of the cost. Since September 1, 2016, children 0 to 18 years receive double the subsidy on pharmaceuticals, respiratory devices, and diabetic supplies when using the NHF card. Nearly 13,500, or 22%, of the 60,450 beneficiaries currently enrolled for asthma in the NHF card program are children. A complete drug list and subsidies paid by the National Health Fund is available from NHF participating pharmacies and on the NHF website, nhf.org.jm. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.